Sweden is moving in the market economic direction, but that does not mean that the United States should be moving in the socialist direction. I've written a book called Den kapitalistiska välfärdsstaten, which means the capitalist welfare state. That is basically an attempt to explain the puzzle of Sweden to an international audience. Income taxes in Sweden are extremely high by US standards. There's no arguing. If you increase your income, you get to keep 60% for yourself and you lose 40% to the government. And if you're rich, you get to keep 45% for yourself and you lose 55% to the government. Basically, what sets Sweden apart from other countries is the high degree of transfers. That means basically government keeps your money and hands them out to you again later in life. They take care of pensions, they take care of sickness insurance, unemployment insurance. You also get basic education for free, actually up to a PhD. All universities are free as well. Healthcare, heavily subsidized. You get childcare, also heavily subsidized. And it is not the case that people are taxed at very high levels and then those taxes are used to give to someone else. Actually, 80-85% of the taxes you pay are returned to you as an individual. So even high-income earners and the upper-middle class have an incentive to support the welfare state because it takes care of the insurance for them as well. The amount that is transferred to the very poorest is actually very small in Sweden. Sweden is probably more efficient than most other countries, and that is probably the reason that people accept such a big government. I've had some personal experience with the US public sector. It seemed terribly inefficient, and I can understand not wanting it to grow. Sweden does not prove that socialized healthcare works. I would say rather the opposite. The healthcare part of the Swedish public sector is where many of the problems are. The healthcare system is politically planned. They've decided that prices should be zero or close to zero. This, of course, means that demand is much higher than supply, and this, of course, leads to huge waiting times. And it is not possible to pay more to be able to get access faster. That's not the way the Swedish system works. So even very routine surgery, you might have to wait for months and years before you get access to it. Some people seek healthcare outside of Sweden in order to cut waiting time, for example, and also in order to improve quality of the care that they want. Swedes live a healthy life. They eat healthy, they don't drink much, they don't smoke much, and they don't eat crappy, fatty food, which is the major reason for the long life expectancy. It is not that Swedish healthcare is super efficient or highly successful in Sweden. The capitalist side is the reason why Sweden is a rich country. This basically explains the tremendous growth that Sweden had between 1870 and 1970, when Sweden grew from being one of the poorest countries in Europe to being the fourth richest country in the world. Some people feel that Sweden grew rich because of social democracy or labor unions, or by the fact that we had forest and ore that we could export, or just by chance of not being involved in World War I or World War II. This is all true, but that's not the reason Sweden grew rich. Sweden grew rich like any country that is rich, through well-functioning capitalist institutions, work, trade, innovation. For most of the 20th century, Swedish enterprise could make a case for the free market economy. But in the end of the 1960s, they could no longer defend the leftist ideology that swept over the entire world. And all political parties in Sweden were influenced by this. So even the right-wing parties started discussing socializing part of the private enterprise, started raising taxes, started demanding a highly regulated labor market, and so on. Then you had a period of 20, 25 years when policy was bad and the economy was lagging behind. Sweden, that used to be the fourth richest country in the world, fell relative to other countries. Interestingly, there was an increasing awareness that the policies of the 1970s were not functioning, and that they were actually the cause of the problems in Sweden. So during the 80s and the early 1990s, reforms were implemented. If you look at growth rates, the latest 10-12 years, Sweden has been doing well, actually been growing faster than the average European country. And some people look at these growth figures and claim that this is proof that socialism is working, but it is not. This is, of course, what you expect if you deregulate and liberalize to the extent that Sweden has actually done. The most important thing is that you lowered the top marginal tax rates that used to be around 80%. It's still a high tax level, but it's no longer very progressive, and that's a big change. Taxes are high on labor and consumption, so that they can be low on corporations and capital. Why? Well, capital can easily move to other countries. Corporations can more easily move to other countries. There have been deregulations of basically everything from taxi, air services, railroads, electricity, telecommunications, and schools used to be state-run, state-owned. And there was no freedom of choice at all. So we now have free school choice and competition in a way that I know for sure would be radical in the States. You basically now are allowed to choose any school you like. That school will still be tax-funded, but it can be run by a corporation, by the parents. It can be run by the local municipality. And the ones who decide if a school gets funding or not are the parents and the pupils. Because the more choose that school, the more funding it will get. What strikes me is that the 25 or even 20-year period when policy was completely lunatic, mad, gone berserk, is the period that has shaped the reputation of Sweden. If you compare economic freedom in Sweden, 1980 and 2000, you will find that it has increased in all areas, except for the fact that taxes are still high. Should America be more like Sweden? I think it's a strange question to ask, because it cannot be more like Sweden. You could increase taxes up to Swedish levels, but you will spend them on an American public sector, and I would not advise that.